Today was really about establishing our routine. So what we did from the players beginning this morning was we put them into a normal week routine. And so especially for the young players, knowing how important that is and how the studying goes day to day. So important learning day for us. Practice-wise, we try to keep some parts like camp where we make it competitive and then a little bit of Miami, and then we'll do some more of that as we go through the week. So that was the big topic that we went through today, establishing that routine as a competitor and especially for the young player, establishing their routine for the week. A little bit of training camp work and then probably half and half of that in Miami. So that was the schedule today. And with that, I'll open it up.
Coach, it looked like you got Matt Bosher back off of a chest injury. Have you heard anything from the league on
that? I have heard back, and two things. First, it was good to see Bosch back, and it was able to do a full load today. So I came back with legal play, and where it was not a hit to the helmet, to the head and neck area. So, they took a good look at it, and that's what they gave, and so we'll certainly, understand where they're coming from on that.
He limited today.
He was, so we kind of brought him back through the protocol, talking about Vic, of individual, some of the group work that we did, and then we'll increase that work tomorrow and increase it again, what we'll call Friday. I don't know what day it is today, but Wednesday, Thursday, Friday week. So we'll do more tomorrow as we get into our big third down and nickel day, which is really the area of emphasis for him.
How much of a problem does that injury to Vic present as you all were trying to do some new things with him on the defensive side of the ball?
Well, understanding those will come up, and we've got a lot of work at that in practice, so we anticipate getting some more of that this week in the game with the group of him and Freeney outside, and then inside, some of Shelby and Claiborne. So we'll get that look as well as some of the other looks that we're trying to establish inside.
And Brandon Wiles, the running back, how's he helped his self here as with the touchdowns in the first two games?
Yeah, and for sure – the part, it was what a terrific touchdown run. And just in terms of setting up the block, he helped himself as a receiver. He's got good hands. He's worked hard for Keith Armstrong on the special team side. So it's his size, that he can add a different dimension. He's a 225-pound back who can play some of like the big linebacker positions even on special teams. So he's done a good job so far, Led, in terms of giving himself a chance as we're moving forward through some of these really important evaluations over the next few weeks.
Coach. You made some roster moves yesterday, bringing back Shane Graham and Sergio Brown.
Right, and so with Sergio, we wanted to add some more depth at safety, knowing that Ish has been out and will probably be out likely again this week. He's back running, doing drills, but he's not quite ready to get all the contacts. So that was the decision there. And then with Graham, we just felt like we knew him really well. He came through for us in such a big way last year that when we had an injury and we decided to release Nick, that we had an opportunity, and Shane was at the top of that list. So we're glad to have him back with us.
Coach, what are some of the areas of emphasis at this stage of camp and or the preseason that you want to really work on?
We're going to kind of do that day by day. So the first thing, getting back today, we're going to leave the game as far away as we can. It's right back into the preparation. That's the first part. I didn't think we were as sharp tackling defensively as we were the first week. And then this week we'll bring a new different style. They'll play a little bit more no huddle and up-tempo offense. So that'll be a good challenge for us as well. Offensively, we want to make sure, can we just own this ball? And that part of our game we're still working on. We're still going to feature the run game like we have been, but I was pleased in that regard last week. Can we continue to build from that?
Coach, talk about Dwight Freeney and his progression in your scheme right now.
Yeah, I would say the comfort level is, the arrow is pointing up. We're not where we're going to be all the way yet. With just one exhibition game in, we'll do him a few more in this game, and especially to help him get ready on third down. And that's the real factor that we're hoping he can provide for us. It's such an important down. If he can add some value to the team that way, that's really how we're going to try and emphasize him. And we'll do a little bit of that in this game as well.
Last question.
As Matt's in his second year in this offense, do you look for him to or encourage him to, give more suggestions, give more of his input, especially now that you're in a kind of game plan week?
I would say encourage would be the word. We have such belief in him. And as far as the other guys, too, everyone who's now had a couple thousand reps between practice and games, some real feel and things. So I don't even think we have to encourage that. We've got some terrific leaders, and if they have something that they think can help the team, we'll certainly empower them to do that. And we've done that already.